This is the nanobiophysics lab, and if anybody's wondering why we have a treadmill in there, we do have a professor who studies electrical conduction in the heart, and all his graduate students are in great shape.
Dean Jim Ryan leads a tour through the new Joint School of Nanoscience and Nanoengineering in Greensboro. There's a 3D visualization suite, research labs, and a clean room. There are only a few schools like this in the country. Nano is the study of things at the most basic of levels, think smaller than an individual cell. The concept, in essence, is to study how things work and apply ways to make them more efficient.
Nanotechnology is used in many, many different fields, from cement to chemotherapy.
Nanotechnology is used in making clothing that removes sweat from your body, in chips for cell phones, tint for your car window, and medical equipment you see at the hospital. Nanoscience PhD candidate Joseph Estevez is researching and creating ways to better build airplanes.
The type of materials we're making are going to be stronger materials, lighter materials, so you're going to be able to save in gas, which makes the cost of flying cheaper. So it's going to make the planes last longer.
The $64 million facility was funded primarily by the state. Assistant Professor of Nanoscience Adam Hall says the goal is to make medical, technological, and scientific breakthroughs.
You know, some of the technology we have here is found almost nowhere else in the world. We have, just for example, one particular microscope called a helium ion microscope, which we have one of only six in the United States and about 20 in the world. It's the only one in the Southeast at the moment.
Currently, 44 students are working on master's and doctorate degrees. Several more research buildings are part of the Joint School's 10-year plan. Ross Kozarski is an analyst at Lux Research, an international advisory firm.
Greensboro and that area is definitely kind of on the forefront of bio-nanotechnology or nanotechnology and its relation to the life sciences in terms of developing commercial biomedical products that leverage nanotechnology and, you know, anything from pharmaceuticals to fertilizers. There's definitely a lot of interesting nanotechnology around the life sciences going on in that area.
The Joint School has collaborated with some Triad-based companies, such as RF Micro Devices, which makes wireless devices and components for cell phones, among other things. Dean Ryan says his students have already applied for half a dozen patents.
And so a school like this that teaches about this enabling technology and performs research, I think it becomes very valuable, not only in terms of promoting what it will be the knowledge economy of the 21st century and enabling our students to get jobs, but also promoting innovation, and hopefully with that combination then attract companies to the area.
Ryan says as the school grows, his hope is that scientific breakthroughs will attract partners, businesses, and more money for research at the facility. This spring, the Joint School is projecting its first graduating class of one. In the next 10 years, projections indicate the program will have a local economic impact of $500 million. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.